This is Joe Rogan, and you are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news and review.
Hey, you know what's up? Today is a special day. It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. This is your one and only hood professor, Dr. Demetrius J.R. Bell. That's right. It's May 4th. The weekend, May 4th. I want to tell everybody, May the 4th be with you. To all you people out there, tell you what's going on in the news around the world and what's local. In the city of New York, the weather up there is a balmy 40, 60 degrees, chances of rain for all those doing the bike tour. I want to tell everybody, have a safe trip up there in New York around the bikes. And also, and up there in upstate and up across over in the area in Staten Island, having the nice 10K or 5K runs. Over, I think it's the 10K run over there. Those up there running around there, may y'all have a good, safe day. Hope the rain doesn't get y'all. But that always says around the New York area, the weather's good. Also in the federal news, what's going on? Top story, Hamas negotiators arrived in Cairo for Gaza talks, for the truce talks. The CIA chief is also present. Also with the State Department, Blinken, he's there. I think I said his name wrong, the State Department, the Secretary of State from the State Department. He is there doing their things going on with the going on around there with the Hamas talks. They're trying to negotiate a truce so they can release some of those hostages. Some of those hostages are not well received and everything. Some are received well, some are not. That's what's going on around there with the truce and stuff. Also, President Joseph R. Biden has also said that he is signing some documents, and on these documents he is signing, the documents that he is signing are what's going on is about the bill. He has said that it will go to his desk, and he is signing it. It is the thing to get rid of TikTok, because the CEO, the founder and CEO of TikTok, has refused to relinquish and sell TikTok to another entity. A lot of people are saying to the CEO of TikTok, why don't he just split the company, keep one part for the global company, and then the other part for the U.S. TikTok? He should split it. And people are asking, they don't want to get rid of TikTok, because TikTok right now is this company. And people are just frustrated. Don't get rid of TikTok, because a lot of people use TikTok for their business and they're losing money, they're saying. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't know, and I'm going to explain this and make it easy for y'all so y'all can understand this. TikTok right now is not, they're not getting rid of TikTok. It's just they're taking it out of the App Store. So if it's in the it's in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, they're getting rid of TikTok. Here's what happens a lot of times when things are going on like that. They're talking about getting rid of TikTok and everything because they want TikTok to be gone, because they're saying that TikTok is a threat to democracy. But here's the thing. A lot of senators, a lot of congressmen, and a lot of people that are in the political thing, as well as military, local law enforcement, military law enforcement, and all that stuff, military personnel and stuff, and all the law enforcement people, as well as senators, lawyers, everyone who's in up in these people are using TikTok, or they're watching TikTok. So it's kind of like a catch-22. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So when I tell people, be leery of TikTok and stuff like that, don't get your panties up in a pickle. That's what I mean. So I'm just telling you that I use TikTok not for what I supposed to use it for like my podcast or stuff. I don't do it for that. I just go in there because I have a lot of friends and family, because I have TikTok. A lot of my former coworkers, when I lived in Ohio, I follow them, and a lot of my friends that I follow, and a lot of people that I follow, famous as well as not so famous, and a lot of TikTok famous people I follow. So that kind of looks at it like that. So we look at it like that as far as something that can be beneficial to you. Also, listen to this right here. This is what's going on right now. Also, what's going on locally and around the United States, these protests with these protests of the Palestinian stuff, and our fabric of democracy, of the freedom of speech and stuff. A lot of people are having this issue where they're getting complacent, and they're saying that they want their voices to be heard. And like in New York, like in New York City at the different universities and stuff around like different universities and stuff up there. Listen, a lot of these, the presidents and stuff are saying, yes, we hear you, but the way you are approaching it is different. Here's the thing. A lot of these things have good intentions. We're going to go with that. They have good intentions, but it's not the people that are the ones that they're trying to get rid of. It's these outside agitators. That's what they're saying. Allegedly, they're saying these outside agitators are what's making the fabric of democracy not work for everyone. So a lot of people with these outside agitators are not the ones that are doing a lot of the things. So a lot of the people are complaining because they're saying that these outside agitators are the ones that are messing up their voices. But a lot of people are creating camps and stuff, and now they're saying, you can't have this here. You need to be gone. I want you out of here. And so now they call local law enforcement. They just showed a video in New York where one local law enforcement pulled out his gun and fired it. He didn't mean to, but here's the thing. What you don't mean and what you actually did is just two separate things. Now, what if someone would have got hurt? Now, if someone would have got hurt because of that, that would have been bad. All right. So that's what their people are complaining about, that they said, what happens if someone gets hurt? Because if someone does get hurt in this thing that goes on, we have around this world, people will be looking at it and going, oh, my God. And the reason why I say, hey, happy May 4th, May the 4th be with you, is because of, if you are a buff like me, you like Star Wars, that's what that means. May the 4th be with you. It's a Star Wars thing. Star Wars theme. That's what that scene, that's where that sound comes from. May the 4th be with you. That's what that means. Also, let me tell you something, give you a little bit of history, something that you can benefit and you can actually understand about what's going on around this world. In the Midwest, there's been more tornadoes been going on. We're in the May season still with tornadoes and stuff, and we're having issues like that with the tornadoes and stuff. And that's what we're having. A lot of tornado seasons going on. The weather's getting bad. Some lives were lost. We want to say our somber sorrows. And to those lost their lives, I know a mother and father lost their daughter. Our condolences go out to them. A lot of people say, well, you don't know them. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. If you never had a child, if you never had any kids, you will never understand. When you have a child, you will understand. See, here's the thing, and I want y'all to understand the students. A lot of my students who listen to my podcast, listen. I want you to understand something. This is where education comes into play. When you can say, I heard a lot of people say, well, I'll never have kids. Have a child, and you will understand what parents go through. You'll never understand what your parents go through unless you have a child. When you have kids, you will understand. Because having a child, this is the analogy that one professor made. Having a child is like being in jail. It's like going to jail and having a life sentence. Is that you have a child that you are responsible for, whether you do good intentions or bad intentions. Whether it's good intentions or bad intentions, you have a child that you are responsible for. And your responsibility is for that child, whether you're doing it for good or for bad. I watched a video where this mother and father had a child. They were bad parents. Judge said the best interest of the child is to stay with the mother and father. Even though the kid said, I don't want to stay with my mom and dad. I want to go with my grandmother and live. But a lot of times in this society, as we look into day and age and we look around and stuff, parents nowadays, grandparents now are getting younger and younger. There was a young lady. She was like 32 years old and was a grandmother. Because her daughter was so young and couldn't take care of the child that grandma had to take care of the kid. Or parents are older. There was a lady, she was like in her 70s, taking care of her grandkids because the mother was out there on these streets living that lifestyle. And the parent couldn't take care of it, so grandparents had to take care of it. A lot of times, parents' children don't have that mindset as the way the parents' mindset was. Or sometimes the parents, the kids' mindset is only emanating, was emulating what parents did. There was a video of this lady. She talked about it, how she was a bad parent. And when I say she was a bad parent, she said she was. She said that she wasn't a very good parent because she didn't know how to raise a child. She did the best that she could, and that's what happened. She did the best that she could, and because she did the best that she could, that's how she did it. And so her parents, she became a parent, and she just was doing what her mom taught her. Or some parents nowadays are just emulating what life just deals them. You know, when they deal you, like I say, we didn't paint you a rose garden. So you are doing things that you don't know how to do. Some people don't know how to raise kids. They do the best that they could. A good example, and I'm gonna throw this in because I always throw a little bit. A lot of you don't know. Like my parents, when I was being raised, my father was a military man. So the only thing he knew how to do was military. So he would come in and we were kids. Kids do kid things. But as a parent, he didn't know how to raise a child. So he tried the best he could, even though the best he could was the worst. You know, people say, hey, you have the worst parents. I tell people that's how things are and that's how you look at society, you know. And then there's some people say, I would never have kids. But then when you get older, now there's like a lot of famous people and there's a lot of people. I watched I was looking at a video. Today, May 4th. There's also, I want to tell you something, a good note. Today is a special day because it's May 4th, because May the 4th be with you. Out there, tonight, if you can get a chance, if you have Netflix, don't forget, Cat Williams has this comedy special coming on tonight. Watch that comedy special tonight. That comedy special tonight. That may help you. That may help you. Watch that comedy special tonight with Cat Williams. You may like that one. That may help you. So it's be good. I'm going to try to watch it. And if I watch it, I'll let you know what happened on that special, okay? Now listen, this is something I want you to take a look at, and I want you to understand something, okay? Look at this. Now, when I talk about parenting and stuff, a lot of times people, you know, you don't know when it comes to being a good parent or anything. Also, let me throw in something that I told you, like my parents were, they did the best they could. And then like sometimes people always say, also in this month, this is May, in this month we're going to be talking about something that's coming up, is Mother's Day is coming up. People always ask, I hear this story, people care more about mothers than they do fathers. And they say, well, fathers should get the same thing as like mothers on Mother's Day. Yes, I agree. And no, I disagree. It's a yes and no. Here's what the no part is. Sometimes fathers are not like mothers. Mothers will sit there and I will take care of you. What do you need? Here, I'll give it to you. Boom, boom, boom. Knowing that that child will use that money for the wrong reason, but yet still mothers will just work over the money. A mother will give a child, Mom, can I get $40? I'll give it back to you. Okay. No, you don't have to give it back to me. Even though mom needs that money mom can use that money to pay some bill, but she'll rob Peter to pay Paul, but give her kids all the money. But then don't have any money, then be broke. But we'll help the kids because I got you. Fathers, on the other hand, hey dad, can I get $40? No. Okay. And we'll just say no and not me and just say nothing else. And then when the kid says, well, why can't I get it? Well, I got bills I got to pay. I didn't need you to tell me all that. And then they get mad at you for telling them the reasons why. No, it's not that. Kids don't understand. Men are the most simple creatures in life. They do things in a way to where they can understand. You can understand the meaning of life. Of everything that you mean, they mean the meaning of life. And kids will sit there and do things to better themselves. and to better themselves and to make things more profitable for themselves. So a kid will sit there and just look at things like, oh my God, kids don't understand. They just think that parents, like mom, you know, mom, people think that kids are like the first bank of mom. You know, the kids think that parents are supposed to just, you brought me this world, now you are responsible for me until whatever. They don't realize it. Sometimes that stress is an underlying tone. There's a Canadian singer, Canadian TikTok / YouTube singer named Dax. He did a song about what it means to be a father. And that song is a poignant song. You need to look him up, Dax. What it is to be a man is how that women and children don't see that. All they care about is what you can provide for them. They don't care about nothing. They don't care about you crying. They don't care about you coming home, having a bad day. They don't want to hear you having a bad day. If you show any bit of emotions like crying or you're having a bad day, they don't want to hear that. All they want to hear is that you got money, you're paying bills. How much money you got? What do you have in your account? I need you to do this. I need you to, now we're looking at modern, let's go bring it up to modern technology. Okay, because I was going to go old school. We're going to bring it modern. I need you to Zelle me this. Go Zelle this person that money. Cash App this person. Venmo this person. Fedmo this person. Send money to this person. That. And don't think about what he has. How much you got in your account? I know you. You work. You have plenty of money. And don't look at the undertones of what that's going to hurt. And if that person sits there and what little he has, he goes and buys something that costs like, say, $2 or $3. Oh, you spent all your money on this stuff that you'll never use. How do I have time to use it if I'm always working? How do I have time to do anything? Or you mention something, are you going to buy it? Because I'm not buying it. You want to go? If you want to go, buy the tickets for us. Not, here, let me help you. You know, sometimes men who are in a relationship or they have kids, whether they're married or with a boyfriend and girlfriend, sometimes men just want to be appreciated. Sometimes men want to just hear the, I love you. Sometimes, you know what? And this is what I found out by watching this documentary. There was a documentary I watched called The Journey of Man. You'll never see that video. It's an old video. It's called The Journey of Man. It's called The Journey of Man. And the other one is called The Diary of a Tired Black Man. If you can find that video, oh, you'll love that video. It's about what it is about being a black man. How women treat men. Sometimes women will sit there and just get mad for no reason at a man. For no reason. And when I say they get mad at him, they get mad. They will sit there and they will literally just be ruthless. I saw the video and it showed this man. He was just, he went to work. He come home. She's yelling at him. This, you're not doing this right. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Dishes in the sink. He hasn't been there all day. But then she's yelling at him. You don't make enough money. You don't make enough money. You don't make enough money. What I'm talking about for you students, this is a little bit off the news and review, is that sometimes people just need someone to say, hey, they just need some love. Give them love, all right? All right? I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to throw in some more news and review for y'all. I want y'all to understand some things. I'm going to throw some more news and review for everyone. I want to tell y'all right now, listen, love, be responsible, be patient, have a little understanding of life. Just tell the person you love them. Just simple thing. Just say, hey, I love you. You don't have to hug them. You ain't got to kiss them. Just show some affection. Just say, I love you. That's all you got to say. Oh, I'm about to go to work. Oh, I love you. Have a good day. Or, hey, have a good day. Don't sit there and be like, oh, what time is it? Oh, you're going to work. Oh, okay. I need you to have a little understanding. Just say, you know, just say, hey, have a good day at work. I hope you have a good day at work and stuff. Not, oh, okay, bye. You know, because that may be the last day you see that person. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's what I want to tell you, all right? I appreciate y'all. I just want to put this out there, get this out there so y'all can understand everything and what's going on in life. Have a little bit of understanding. Be a little respectful, all right? All right, I'll talk to you later.
Joe Rogan here. Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast, where we've got your back on all things insightful, inspiring, and empowering. Remember, no matter the challenges you face, you're never alone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, we've got your six. Until next time, take care and keep making a positive impact in the world.